Sometimes I don't know whether to use my notes or just, but Lord, I just thank you that, Lord, you're shifting us to another level. You know, I met up with a couple of ladies that called me Pat McHugh, so that took me back to Hastings days. And they're in a church that is very religious. And as I was talking to them, I realized how much God has done in my life. And I'm so absolutely amazed at the people that God places beside us that we may grow from glory to glory. I am grateful that, you know, all the religious stuff has been broken. I didn't realize our church was way out. I was talking to two beautiful ladies and they said, yeah, we are different. And you know, and it's wonderful that you've kept on the journey with me because we are different. But it's just because we want that intimacy of that of the Lord. We want to prepare the bride in these end times to be, you know, to be with him. And you know, like even my children, when they came to our church, they said, you're far out more out there than what you used to be when we went to Sunday school. And I'm going, I didn't know this. I just grew, and I just got imparted by people like Jill Austin and Randy Clark and, you know, the ones in Toronto and people that just so Heidi Baker, she just hugged me once. She just hugged me and we were just hugging and I'm going, there's all these people around but we're hugging and we were both, you know, and we were both going, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. You know, whatever that you call us to do. And I believe that God has the prophetic that is going out there now. We are in the time, and today is a new day where God wants to move in a miraculous way. God wants to break out. God wants to do something that we've never seen before. And I'm speaking this out, but it's like God is saying, this is the day that we are in. It's been prophesied, and it's now that there's going to be amazing harvest of souls. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be creative miracles. Robin and I watched and Clive on Sid Roth Get On It about what was his name, Robin? Jeremy Nelson, Get On It, but talking about the angels and what they're doing, and angels come into the meetings and he'll be, you know, speaking, and there'll be an angel of change will come in and he'll see the angel just twirling and swirling up the atmosphere. There could be an angel, you know, there was one with the seven spirits and the eyes and the wings and that, and he, you know, he might have been going to speak on joy, but the angel, he knew as soon as he saw that he was to speak on, is it Isaiah 6, you know, about Isaiah high and lifted up, and to speak on holiness and purity. See, we're coming into something, and you see, when there's a move of God, I believe deliverance will just happen. Things will just break off us. Things will be, we won't have to have one-on-one, but it will happen, and that's what we're coming into. I find when we do counseling or ministry now, things happen so much more quickly than they used to do. People come from here to there, like years, and are healed. And there's just encounters that God is doing in this time. And I don't know, God's ruffling me and I'm hungry and I know, and I'm saying, God, I just want to get there. I just want to hear it. I just want to be there. I want to be in it. I don't want our church to miss it. And I don't want any rituals and I don't want any religious stuff. That's out. And I thank God, you know, when I've seen how far I've come from the days when I was in Hastings to where we are now, it's just wonderful. And I think you can all be encouraged. I mean, Julie, I'm going to take you for an example. You have come so far from when you came, you were a very unhappy girl. And here I see you worshiping the Lord and getting into the Spirit and loving. You're an example of what God's doing in this hour. And God's going to take you higher and higher. And you're going to soar to new places in Him. You're going to soar like an eagle. All the stuff that's held you down is not going to hold you down, because you are seeing and you are hearing and you are going to go higher and higher in the things of God. And that old stuff is over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I'll just turn all that over. But you know, I was going to talk about the new wine and the old wine. How you can't put new wine in the old skins. Can you? We have to be renewed. And sometimes it's so easy to slip back into a religious spirit. You know, if everybody manifested today, like, I don't know whether some of you were offended with the anointing on the net, but we're going to see far more. I used to offend. See, when the Holy Spirit's on it, you can't help it. But people get offended when the anointing comes on the people. And I believe we've got to get prepared for what's to come in this hour. You know, when I was at Toronto, there was incredible manifestations. You know, I mean, one girl crowed like a rooster. I was there. And all the religious people, oh, but the anointing on it was so powerfully, it was a wake-up sign. Get up, get awake, awake, awake. When you hear a cock-a-doodle-loo in the meeting, it actually makes you stop. You know, she that fell on her when she was in Toronto. She was Irish and she went back and they shut her down completely so she couldn't cock-a-doodle-do anymore. But it was like a grief in the spirit. Please don't cock-a-doodle. The Holy Spirit won't come with cock-a-doodle-do. But you know, but you don't. I mean, if anybody's heard John Scotland, you know, he makes every noise under the sun and he could really affect every religious spirit. You know, my acceleration noise and holy. Ooh, that is it, an acceleration. You know, we're going to hear things and see things that God is going to do that is going to be, I don't know, the Holy Spirit. It just loves being everything out of order. And he's gentle, but he's powerful. But when you get plastered with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I never care what other people think of me. But I know that I've been in the anointing and people have hated it because my hands have shook. And they said, don't let it shake to more than 6 inches this way and 6 inches that way. That is true. That is true. I was breaking curses. I was going like, whoa, 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 you know. And stop, Trish. And I'm going, why do I stop? Stop. And I'm going, I can't. He says, stop. And so I got into the religious spirit. And he says, now your hand cannot go any more than 6 inches and 6 inches. And my hands used to go like this. That wasn't on either. When I was in John Wimber, you know, John Wimber says, who will be a fool for me? Was that right, John David Senior? And things happened at John Wimber's that I remember screaming right in worship and I'm going, why am I screaming? But it was a spirit of pain coming off me. Absolutely. My twin, when she passed away, I wasn't able to go to the funeral because I was in France and I was in John Wimber and just the grief of it just came in worship, because that's what happens. See, we don't, you know, you just don't be prim and proper. If you want to weep and worship, let God move and do it. But this thing screeched off, and they just still chewed gum and worshipped, and it didn't worry them, but they were there for me to be set free, and the love that they showed was amazing. But I said, Lord, I'd be a fool for you. Well, everything happened to me. But it was actually, I said, God, why did it stop? And he says, well, because when my hands went like that, I knew there was total confusion, you know, and I had to pray into that. And when I started cutting, it was usually the, you know, DNA, is that the word? You know, the generational curses, and they had to break and cut and sever. And God was showing me things through what my body was doing. And see, we don't know how God is going to move. You know, I was watching not long ago the Brownsville revival, and that they all ended up that the guy was on the keyboard and he was totally on the floor, totally laughing. Lot fell into the baptistry. There's a whole lot fell in there that was empty. But, you know, there was... And nobody could talk, nobody could speak, so the mic was going to everybody, but they all got the anointing on them, and then God just crashed them on the floor, and there was repentance, and there was things that were happening in the Holy Spirit. But see, the prophets now are saying that we are in the next move of God. We are in it now, and we've got to get excited about it, and we've got to go after it. You know, and I just said, Lord, how do we go after it? And he says, spending time in my presence, soaking in my presence, getting in my presence. Last night I was writing out my message, but I just said, I just want to soak and be with you. So I soaked and I soaked, and this morning I soaked in his presence. It was like I felt the anointing. I felt, you know, like there's going to be breakthrough. God's going to come. God's going to get you excited, because he's positioning you right now, every one of you, to do great exploits in the kingdom of God. It's not the people up the front. It's going to be everybody. And these young ones are going to prophesy and preach and declare the word of the Lord. You two are prophets, and God's going to use you powerfully. Hallelujah. There's something happening, church. And, you know, I just, every Sunday I'm going, we don't want to just do the same thing. You know, I'm preparing. I just want to break through. God, why don't you come? Why don't we see the angelic realm? Is this what you're saying? Why, Lord, can't we just, you know, feel the anointing in a far greater way? And see, I just see God stirring it up now. God's stirring you up for what's to come. You know, we get in all these pity parties and self-pity and things and criticize and jealousy, and that's not here, but it's been in the church for so long. So many hurting people. So many people that get offended so much. And, you know, it's like we've got to stand up for God and not fear man and do what he's calling us to do. So... it's so exciting the hour we're in. God, just come in all your glory. Lord, bring the angelic. You know, some of you have felt the angels when, you know, when you just feel a brush on your face. Just tell them to come more. You know, sometimes you see the curtains and it's not windy and you know the angels are in the room. Just say, oh, I want more. When you've got a battle, ask God to send the angels to war for you. All of you have got a lot to do. Oh! It's exciting. You know, I love the scripture. Holy. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Isn't that powerful? Hallelujah. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of power. Meow! Acceleration. that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I believe the church has been so dominated by men and what we do, and this is the way you do it. But we break that today. We break it out of this church in Jesus' name. We just say, God, come in all your glory and do what you want to do amongst us all. Hallelujah. The world is getting darker, church. And we've got to have the new wine of the Spirit and shine with His glory. To be ones that shine, ones that go out there and just make a difference. That's where it is, church, is out there. Hallelujah. You know, you've all got so unique and so different. I mean, you talk to Mari, she's like a book. Mari. But so educated, and I'm going, whew, I'd like that brain, but she's been given it. We're all anointed in it. Digs out the mysteries of the Word of God. Just talk to her. She will tell you, share with you. Secrets of what God shows her. Amazing. We're all so different. See, Jocelyn makes everybody beautiful. Work on me. But it's the inside. Thank you. It's actually the inside, isn't it, that has to be beautiful in God. But you know, when you just look. And that's all so different. We were talking to Bruce the other week. He's got a seer anointing and sees. He sees angels. He sees the angelic realm. He sees things in the spirit. He's right there. And John David, he's got a spirit of counsel and wisdom. And hey, haven't you? Maturity. And he's cool. Like the sunglasses. It's cool. Isn't it wonderful that God makes us all? It's just wonderful. Oh, yeah, not to have faith in man. Oh, yes. But you know what? I just have to bring. I've got in my notes. I'm going to leave it. But you know, the religious spirit. We push. I was in a religious church from when I was little till I was about 30. Went through Bible school, everything. Nobody knew my pain. Nobody knew what I went through. Nobody knew I was sexually abused. Nobody knew what my heart was saying. You just go, you get dressed up like a bag of chips, and you look nice, and you sit there, and nobody knows your pain or anything. And it's all religious, and this is how you have to sit. And you had to sit very neatly. And you weren't allowed to talk or chew gum or anything. And that's why when John Wimbledon, they were all chewing gum, that, you know, kind of threw the religious out of me. But isn't it true? What God has done. But you know, and I was just so glad when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and then being with people that were filled with love, that could come alongside me and heal my brokenness with God's love. I didn't know the Father because I never had a father. Now I know Daddy God, and He is beautiful. You know, I always thought because I was in a religious church, I never knew a father. The Father up in heaven was so prim and proper. He had a great big stick, and He just said, you can't do this, you can't do this. So I lived in fear until I met who Daddy God is. He's loving. He cares. He doesn't even care what you've done. You know, but He, you know, when we repent, it's all forgiven. But He continues to love us wherever we're at. He is wonderful, the Father heart. And a lot of us, next week I'm going to pray, I might get Ian if Ian's here, because he's got a lovely voice, but we're going to bless, I've got the book, we could do it today actually, I might do that later, okay. But it's to everybody that has never been blessed by their fathers. How many of us? Never had a blessing, never been prayed over. We'll do that at the end of the service. Is that all right? I think I've got my... But to get a blessing, I'm going to join in because I want a blessing. When Clive talked about blessing his son, you know, the emotions came up in me and I'm going, I would have loved as a little girl just to have had the blessing of my father. But see, Daddy God wants to bless all of us. You know, and all that religious stuff. But, you know, I just got here, I just, you know, how much power in the blood of Jesus. Jesus came to set us free because his power is in the blood. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. Salvation in the blood of Jesus. Deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Freedom in the blood of Jesus. Cleansing in the blood of Jesus. Victory through the blood of Jesus. Through the outpour blood of Jesus, the gift of the Holy Spirit was purchased. There is so much power in his blood. You know, and we've got to acknowledge what he has done that we may be free. And I just read another scripture, then we're going to do that blessing. Yeah. I was praying in the prayer room, Zechariah 4:6. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel." Is that how you say it? "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Amen. That's what we've got to take on board. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And when you get that into your spirit, and when you think about it, you just think how much you can do. And all the religious stuff goes out the door because, you know, I was never taught these things, the power of the anointing of God. And it's just absolutely amazing. And I just want to finish off. As the wine from heaven pours over God's children, we will witness the greater that Jesus spoke. And you know the scripture. This is the scripture I believe that we're in now. So get excited about it. Smile as I read it out and just say, yes, 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 yes. Get excited. You know, just feedback's good. But this is what God said in John 14:12. "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." God is wanting all his sons and daughters to be stirred up in this hour. Now, I know the subject's going to be changed, but I think we all need to be blessed with the Father's blessing. Can you all stand, please? And because it needs a man's voice, because you just shut your eyes and you receive this as if it's from your Father, as Ian reads it. And some of you might get a bit emotional. That's okay, you can be. But let the Father bless you.
"My child, I love you. You are special. You are a gift from God. I thank you for allowing me to be a father to you. I am proud of you and I rejoice over you, and now I bless you. I bless you with the healing of all wounds of the heart, wounds of rejection, neglect and abuse that you have suffered in Jesus' name. I break the power of all cruel and unjust words spoken over you. I bless you with overflowing peace, the peace that only the Prince of Peace can give. I bless your life with fruitfulness, good fruit, abundant fruit, and fruit that remains. I bless you with success. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. I bless the gifts that God has given you. I bless you with the wisdom to make good decisions and to develop your full potential in Christ. I bless you with overflowing prosperity, enabling you to be a blessing to others. I bless you with spiritual influence, for you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I bless you with the depth of spiritual understanding and a close walk with your Lord. You will not stumble or falter, for the word of God will be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. I bless you with good friends. you have favor with God and man. I bless you with the abounding and overflowing love from which you will minister God's grace to others. You will minister God's comforting grace to others. You are blessed, my child. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Mm.
Oh, isn't that awesome? That is just the blessing of the Father. Didn't that stir you? It stirred me. That was amazing. Annette, can we just have a song? We'll just worship. But I just want you to come alive. You know the Father loves you. Yeah, there's a few tears around. Thank you so much, Ian. But that is a powerful blessing. You can get this little book. I got it from Tauranga, but it's an amazing little book on blessing. And, to read that over you again is good. But that was awesome.